Moncrief on News Talk.
Katy Perry and the boyfriend Justin Trudeau made their red carpet debut this week, appearing at the Tribeca Film Festival. As usual, they pose for the camera and try to look as happy as possible, but the impression they left seemed to be more horny than content. Justin's hands were everywhere, prompting different reactions. It was either delightful or cringe. But is that culturally specific in Ireland? Are we a bit more uncomfortable with this kind of thing, and why? We're joined by Siobhan O'Higgins in the University of Galway. Good afternoon, Siobhan.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Yeah, is it just because it's probably simple to say it might be a Catholic heritage, but is there a little bit of you're showing off if you're acting that way?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know at this stage because we changed so much. And you were saying, is it Catholic repression? Is it all of these kind of things? Are we more embarrassed than other people? I mean, in public displays of affection. And when you look at people in the street now, people hold hands, people kiss, all that kind of stuff. So I think we've moved away from being totally upset about seeing people being physical with each other.
Yeah.
As long as it's not too much in public.
Yeah.
But you know, I mean,
what's the line that's too much?
Well, that's up to yourself, really, Sean, isn't it? I mean, you know, nudity is still not acceptable. Putting your hand up someone's shirt or down someone's trousers or whatever is definitely not okay. But, you know, holding hands, you know, we're part of Europe. In Europe, people kiss each other to say hello. In Europe, people walk arm in arm with each other and hold hands with each other, be whatever gender they are, going along, you know, so we're used to that now and we're part of Europe and we're saying that's okay, you know.
Yeah,
I think we changed a lot, you know.
Yeah, we are seeing more of it, but I would imagine it's probably a gradual transformation rather than a dramatic one. There would still be a lot of Irish people who in their soul somehow are uncomfortable with that kind of thing.
Yeah, well then that's okay too. Like, I mean, and it's when people are very public in displays of affection publicly, I mean, those two people are very famous, you know. So what they're doing is they're meeting a headline. We're having a conversation about what they were doing. So that's exactly what they want. So they're in the headline. So we're talking about ordinary people, ordinary Irish people, how they feel about public displays of affection. And for us, like, it's about what's okay with your partner, what's okay, what they feel comfortable with. And I think we're less shocked now. If someone's kissing, if two people are kissing, you know, open mouth kissing on the Lewis, you know, some people find that offensive, and saying, you know, well, get a bedroom or whatever. So we're still at that point where we don't want to see too much, but holding hands and caressing, you know, gently caressing each other, not sexually, but, you know, stroking someone's hand or their back or whatever, is seen as okay, I think, now.
Yeah. In Ireland and indeed in Britain as well, there has historically been a discomfort around this kind of thing. Does that stem from differing reasons or just it's colder here and we're all more uptight?
Well, that's, you know, might be to do with the weather. That's true, because when you see Irish or English young people abroad, they go for it totally, don't they? So maybe it is to do with the weather. But I think it is to do with the past, where it wasn't okay to be affectionate to anybody in public, where, you know, you couldn't even kiss your granny. That wasn't okay. You know, you'd have a sort of barrier, there'd be boundaries, and there were social rules. Now the social rules have gone out the window in terms of what's okay and what's not okay publicly or privately. But it is about a society, you know, being uncomfortable seeing certain displays of affection. But we're talking less of affection and more of sexual things. We're not okay with sexual displays. But, you know, people kissing and saying hello and hugging and holding hands and walking down the street arm in arm is all okay now. Whereas before, people didn't do that. You know, in the 50s in Ireland and in England, people didn't do that. You didn't walk down the street arm in arm necessarily unless you were getting married and that was okay. You were okay to kiss then, that one kiss, and that was it, sort of thing. So, yeah, sort of the social rules have relaxed in terms of public displays of affection. But I mean, affection is just a wonderful thing. If people feel affectionate towards each other, that's nice to see. It's a sort of warm feeling that we get. You know, it's like when you hug your children, or, you know, children run up and hug their grannies or whatever. That's lovely to see.
Yeah. Is that because historically there was a sense that any form of physical contact, no matter what the context, was seen as sexual somehow?
Oh, that could be. But with children, yeah, I don't know. Well, with adults, yes, because we were repressed. We couldn't explore our sexual beings openly and freely in any which way. And you were only allowed to have sex when you were married, and you were only allowed to have sex in the missionary position, and you weren't supposed to enjoy it, and it should have been functional. So we've moved a long way from that. You know, we're allowed to be sensual beings now. You know, we're allowed to enjoy having cashmere against our skin. We're allowed to actually explore all of those things and express, you know, what gives us pleasure.
Yeah. In the case, though, of Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau, yes. You know, this all happened on a red carpet in front of a lot of cameras, and apparently it continued inside as well. So there's an element of display behaviour about this, perhaps, rather than it just being spontaneous. Yeah.
Well, we don't know, do we? I mean, you know, but they are very public figures, and she's just got a new album out. So, I mean, we're all talking about them now. So then people are going, oh, Katy Perry, new album. Oh, let's go. You know, so to a certain extent, it was about display. It was about, you know, the camera in front of the camera. But also they were also saying on another level, I am with this person. I like this person. You know, I want you to know that I'm with them. I'm not on my own anymore. As well. So there's all of that. So, yeah, you know, very much, you know, public, they're public figures, so they're of interest.
Mm. Because PDAs are more acceptable now, does that potentially throw up another problem? I see someone's texting in about that. Does more PDA mean the couple is more in love? I don't know if you've ever been in this situation, but you're out with a group of people, everyone's a couple, but one couple are wearing the faces off each other, which make all the other couples feel, well, why aren't we doing that? Or should we be doing that? Well, or I wish they'd stop.
Yeah, I wish they'd stop. But if you're out with other people, you're in a group, you know, you're socializing with other people. If you want to be eating the face off your one partner, then go somewhere private or do that later or whatever, and enjoy the fact that you're with a group of people. Otherwise, to a certain extent, people are going, oh God, you know, she doesn't kiss me like that. Oh, what's happening? Are we not in a good relationship? So it's putting stuff up to people instead of saying, here we are, we're a group of friends. I'm with him, she's with me, blah, blah, blah. And we know that, but we don't have to have it in our face.
Yeah, indeed. But is there an age element to this? You know, you're in the University of Galway, so you're surrounded by students all the time. Are they far more free and easy about this kind of thing?
They used to be. Things have changed since COVID. So it was going towards, you know, in the early 2000s and as we went forward, people were more relaxed about showing that they were with someone or they fancied someone, and they'd hold hands, they'd, you know, straight their arms, they'd be arm in arm, you know, the idea is that young people are far more relaxed about these kind of things. I don't know that's true. I think to a certain extent now, young people are more sort of wary, you know, is this, you know, they're relating to each other on their phones, they're getting very personal on their phones, they know all this stuff, but then when they're with them, they may not actually be doing all of that public displays of affection in the same way that it was developing in a natural sort of way. You know, I think COVID really disrupted what's okay, what's not okay in relation to intimate relationships, which is interesting to see. And it'll be interesting to see how our children who are in school now, who were affected by it, how they go on as they get to university or as they go into the workplace or as they grow up, you know.
Yeah. Could digital communication have something to do with that? Because it's, you know, for younger people, it's more the norm that if there's a flirtation, it starts in messages and pictures rather than perhaps it feels odd to do that in the real world then, to make that transition.
Yeah, I think we'll have to ask some young people about that, really, because, yes, I totally agree.
Yeah.
Whereas before, you know, if you were becoming intimate with someone and you weren't present with them, it would be through letters. I mean, if you look at love letters, how, you know, how a relationship developed through talking to each other in the written word. But when they're texting, their texts aren't long. Their texts are short and using loads of abbreviations, and it's all very now in the moment. It's not the same as waiting for the letter, getting the letter, sending the letter back. So long distance or not being present with the person that you're trying to get closer to or intimate with has changed. And people can be quite, not vague, they're quite abrupt with each other. You know, it's ooh, or, you know, I don't want to, you know, they're not subtle. I think subtlety has gone to a certain extent, which is a shame. And the language they use is quite crude to a certain extent. It's a lot of abbreviations. A lot of them, I've no idea what they mean.
Yeah.
You know.
Probably just
because I'm not young.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably, exactly. Yeah.
Yes. Learn to spell.
Very upset with my grandchildren. Yes.
Siobhan, thanks you very much for speaking with us today. That was Dr. Siobhan O'Higgins there. Siobhan's a sexologist and educator from the School of Psychology at the University of Galway. A few comments on that. Someone says, when I was a child in the late 60s in Kilmainham, there was a retired guard living beside us who was famous for arresting people in 1944 for kissing in public on Rialto Bridge. The judge asked the guard why he arrested them. The guard replied he was afraid a nun would see them. The judge dismissed the case. My father, who was a guard himself, said the arresting guard was ridiculed in the barracks after that. Another texter says people in love at the start of something are very lovey-dovey, but then that fades out big time. Oh, gosh. I think that woman is wrong. PDA is lovely. When my wife has a few glasses of wine in her, she's all over me. I love the attention. Well, no, I mean, I don't think she was saying, Siobhan O'Higgins wasn't saying they were wrong. She was saying we're far more accepting of them now. And but occasionally, if you're in company, there can be a feeling of stop. As the Smiths put it, two lovers entwined passed me by and heaven knows I'm miserable now. Another texter says, I'm 54. I think there was way less PDA now than in the past. That's interesting. And that perhaps chimes in with what Siobhan was saying there, that students she sees are a bit more reticent about that now. And someone else says, I never saw my parents hold hands or kiss. As I get older, I think it's a shame, really. Well, probably there's a whole generation of people who never saw their parents do that, or it was exceptionally rare.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.